Oil and gas drilling has gotten deeply personal for State Representative Matt Jones.
My parents live in Greeley, and they've just been drilled under directionally. And I think it points out how this is affecting people very directly in their homes and why this issue is getting more prominence now.
Especially so, says Jones, as more and more companies move in and stake out claims across Weld County looking for their piece of the oil-rich Niobrara Shale Formation.
I think it's good we have the jobs. I think it's good we have the domestic energy source. We just need to do this responsibly, and we got to keep our kids and family safe, and we have to give local governments a meaningful voice in this process.
Now, much of Jones's district that stretches from Louisville to Longmont sits atop the Niobrara, and many local governments there have been mulling tougher drilling regulations. So the Democrat is drafting a bill to clarify that cities and counties can indeed do this, even though it's long been viewed as the state's authority. Now, Jones mentioned Greeley. Interestingly enough, it was that city that tried to ban all drilling within its boundaries in 1985. A Colorado Supreme Court ruling 7 years later overturned the ban, and that's provided the biggest legal ammo for opponents of local efforts to regulate fracking.
So this is fairly well established law. Some of it arises out of Weld County, so it should come as surprise to no one, even though it may come as disappointment to many.
That's Colorado's Republican Attorney General John Southers. His office recently sent a half a dozen or so letters to impacted local governments warning them against adopting tougher regulations. He says the courts have consistently ruled that a local regulation can't be in, quote, operational conflict with the state oil and gas law. Case in point, Greeley's all-out ban would have impeded or conflicted with the state's right to develop oil and gas. Another bill being floated this legislative session seeks to clarify this provision.
They can't regulate oil and gas drilling. Can it pass some reasonable land use laws that say where that might take place? Possibly.
You know, it's been said often, as you may have heard, that the law is sort of murky here. We're seeing local governments go one way, the state going the other way. Is it murky in your mind? Does it need some clarity?
It's not very murky. if the state thinks it's something that is part of the oil and gas regulations, local governments aren't going to be able, under existing law, to do something different.
Now, as Attorney General Southers is the chief legal counsel to the state's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the regulatory body, which, along with Governor John Hickenlooper, has thus far fought local efforts to regulate fracking.
We intend to work with counties and municipalities to make sure we have appropriate regulation on oil and gas development, but recognize that the state can't have 64 or even more different sets of rules.
The Oil and Gas Commission has argued this for 20 years now, and in most cases, when the local regulation is short of an outright ban, counties and towns have won.
Michael Saul sees the law differently. He's a staff attorney with the National Wildlife Federation in Boulder. One of the most cited rulings he's referring to also stems from the early 1990s, and that was a state Supreme Court ruling in favor of La Plata County, which tightened drilling regulations using its existing local zoning laws. The court ruled that was okay so long as the rules didn't conflict with the state's.
My personal view is that the law is pretty clear and well established here.
Some local governments clearly agree, which may be why we're seeing some of them that are new to fracking move ahead with temporary bans on it while they modernize their regulations.
In some sense, they're testing the waters.
Catherine Mutz is a research associate at the University of Colorado's Natural Resources Law Center. She believes those local bans do expose some gray areas in state law.
And so I think they're testing to see what is going to be considered valid. I mean, and it's eventually going to go into the courts.
At least for now, though, lawmakers like Representative Matt Jones are focusing their fight on the State House. The language in his plan bill has yet to be finalized, but he expects it will focus on setbacks. Right now, in an urban area, under state law, there's only a 350-foot required buffer between rigs and homes and schools.
Medical marijuana, it's 1,000 feet. So if it's good enough for medical marijuana to be 1,000 feet from a school, it's good enough for an oil and gas operation to be 1,000 feet.
Most of the fracking-related bills, including Jones's, are expected to be debated early next month. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.